Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. So, over the last, two or three days, my wife, Rach, and I have been watching The Great Escape. It's about a three-hour movie. We watched it in, like, hour-long shifts, so maybe it was two days. Last night, this morning, this evening. And as I was watching it, I was catching references to, So, you're the scrounger, or you're the forger. And it got me thinking. And that, you know, this movie, 1963, and if you haven't seen it, it's an excellent movie. It's really enjoyable. Sure, it's based on true events, but the movie takes some liberties to make it more appealing to an American audience. But I found it was interesting when characters are introduced and somebody goes, "Like I said, you're the Tunnel King. You're the scrounger. You're the manufacturer. You're the forger." And it's like, I felt like I was watching almost like a role-playing game scenario. It's like people have their roles, their class, if you will, in this movie. James Gardner plays a Lieutenant Hendley. He's a scrounger. He's the one that finds shit. He's the one that makes the deals. He's the one that gets the camera when needed or somebody needs tools. He finds a way to get it. Right? Charles Bronson is one of at least two Tunnel Kings. He plays Lieutenant Denny Walinski, Polish refugee. And then there is Flight Lieutenant Dix, who's also a Tunnel King. Then we have a mole. Tunnel King builds tunnels. Moles just kind of, dig it through the ground and put the dirt out behind them. I'm guessing they don't go as deep. You have somebody who's a manufacturer. He constructs the tools or stuff that is needed. Maybe something that was scrounged. An individual that is in charge of the dispersal, getting rid of the dirt from the tunneling. There's an intelligence guy. And I'm really sitting there going, damn, this is almost just asking for an RPG treatment. Now, I got to say, there's a limited amount of escape from, the prisoner of war camp scenarios that you can do. And I don't think it's worth the effort probably to design a game that can, it's made for one-shots at conventions. But it was interesting to see these labels placed on characters because of the role that they fill. And it's almost like, you're the DPS, and like in MMOs, you're the controller, you're the healer, the heal bot. But even more so, I felt like I was watching a tabletop RPG of sort, setting out. Unfortunately, it's like, you're the Tunnel King, so you're in charge of digging the tunnels. And all these classes, all these roles melding to, depends on what you determine is success. If you haven't seen the movie, I'm going to say it's about escaping a German prisoner of war camp. And I don't know if you judge success by, yes, you escaped, or yes, you escaped and managed not to get recaptured and killed. I guess there's a bit of a juxtaposition between the two, right? But yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, it's available on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, it's free. So give it a look. And I'm going to break away for a moment, and I'll be back.